Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family. And now your host for Coastside Carousel.
We're taking a moment to honor a voice that truly defined an era. This week, the music world lost a giant. Chuck Negron, the soulful, soaring tenor of Three Dog Night, passed away at the age of 83. Chuck wasn't just a singer, he was the heart of a phenomenon. From his early days as a basketball standout in the Bronx to the lights of the Apollo Theater, Chuck brought a unique R&B grit to the rock and roll stage. Now, here's the fascinating thing about Three Dog Night. They were one of the biggest bands in the world, yet they never wrote their own material. In an era where singer-songwriter was becoming the gold standard, Chuck and the guys took a different path. They were the world's greatest talent scouts. They had this uncanny ear for a hit. They would dig through demo tapes and pick songs from then-unknown writers, turning them into gold. We're talking about legends like Randy Newman, Elton John, and Harry Nilsson. In fact, when they recorded One, Nilsson was just a struggling songwriter. Three Dog Night made him a household name overnight.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
Radio for the Coastside is KHMB, and today on Coastside Carousel, we're celebrating the life and legacy of Chuck Negron, who passed away this past week at the age of 83, and that was One, the band's first million seller in 1969. It was the track that put Three Dog Night on the map, showcasing Chuck's ability to turn a simple lyric into a powerhouse anthem. But it wasn't all high-octane rock. Chuck had a range that could break your heart. Listen to the nuance in this next one, pulled straight from the musical hair.
so cruel is it to be hard, easy to become? How can people have no feeling? How can they ignore their friends? Easy to be proud.
Just an old-fashioned love song playing on the radio, and wrapped around the music is the sound of someone promising they'll never go. You swear you've heard it before as it slowly rumbles on.
Just an old-fashioned love song, one I'm sure they wrote for you and me. Just an old-fashioned love song, coming down in three-part harmony.
To weave our dreams upon and listen to each evening when the lights are low. To underscore our love affair with tenderness and feeling that we've come to know. You say you've heard it before, as it slowly rambles on and on. No need in bringing them back, cause they're never really gone.
Just an old-fashioned love song, coming down in three-part harmony. Just an old-fashioned love song,
just an old song coming down.
Special edition of Coastside Carousel on Community Radio for the Coastside, KHMB. We're celebrating the life and legacy of Chuck Negron, who passed away this week at the age of 83. There was just an old-fashioned love song. As I mentioned, Three Dog Night never wrote their own material, instead being masters of identifying hits from other emerging songwriters in the early 70s. Songwriter Paul Williams actually wrote just an old-fashioned love song for, are you ready, The Carpenters. He felt it fit their wholesome brand perfectly, but Richard Carpenter rejected it. Their loss was Chuck's gain. He took that track and drove it straight to number 4 on the Billboard Hot 100. Then there's the sheer vocal acrobatics of Eli's coming. Chuck was a massive fan of Laura Nyro and used to watch her perform in New York. He was the one who brought her song to the band, insisting they record it. While Corey Wells took the lead on the studio version, it was Chuck's vision for the arrangement. The dramatic shifts from quiet tension to frenetic energy, that made it a top 10 smash in 1969.
Eli's coming. Eli's coming. Save a broken heart.
For the Coast Side is KHMB, and today is a tribute to the late Chuck Negron, who just passed away at the age of 83. There's Eli's coming. For those of us growing up in the 1970s, it seemed like Three Dog Night owned the radio. Think about this.
Between 1969 and 1975, this band was unstoppable with 21 consecutive top 40 hits. Chuck was the center of that storm, as we close with the song Chuck initially pushed for because he felt the world just needed something silly to smile about. It became the biggest hit of 1971. Chuck, thanks for the music and the joy.
Been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.